excess weight, there is always a reason. If it has become easier for you to gain weight than to lose weight, your body is in some state of metabolic dysfunction. I define metabolic dysfunction as the inability to effectively burn fat for fuel and the overdeveloped tendency to store fat in unwanted and undesirable locations on or around the body. But your metabolism didn't get that way randomly. It isn't working as well as it could because that is how your body is responding to something in your environment. Metabolism dysfunction is a survival mechanism. There is a why behind what is going on with you. Maybe your body isn't getting the micronutrients it needs, so it has to shut down or slow down some systems in order to keep functioning. Maybe you have been under stress and your body was storing fat for an emergency. Maybe you will never know the reason, but trust me when I tell you that there is a reason. Your body is not stupid, and your body is not capricious. It does its best for you in every moment of living. Now it's your turn to do your best for your body. But before we can know for sure what is best for your individual body, we need to assess your current level of metabolic dysfunction. How far off the path have you gone? Where are you right now? This will help us determine what you need to get your metabolism back to full function and robust working order. Primary signs of metabolic dysfunction. If you are in a state of metabolic dysfunction, your body is already trying to tell you that. On the following list, also available on the PDF enhancement, check the box next to any questions to which you can answer yes. 1. Have you noticed the sudden appearance of fat where you never had fat before? Like belly fat, fat along the bra strap line, protruding hip fat, or fat under the arms or behind the knees? Are you feeling joint or muscle pain not related to an injury, especially all over, or on both sides of your body at the same time? Have you noticed that your energy is lower than usual? Have you been experiencing mood swings you can't seem to control very well, like sudden irritability, crying, anger, or sadness? Are you having trouble getting to sleep, or are you waking up in the middle of the night and not able to fall back to sleep easily? Are you experiencing disturbing menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, hair loss or gain, PMS, irregular menstrual cycles, menstrual migraines, or lack of libido? Do you feel cold all the time, even when other people don't? Or are your hands or feet always cold? Do you think you get too easily stressed, out of proportion to the situation? 2. Has your doctor told you that you have abnormal results on lab tests? Vitamin D deficiency? Elevated total cholesterol? Low HDL cholesterol? High LDL cholesterol? Elevated hemoglobin A1C? Elevated fasting blood sugar? Elevated C-reactive protein, CRP, or other inflammatory markers? 3. Have you received any of the following diagnosis from your doctor? Polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis and/or adenomyosis, hypothyroidism, autoimmune disease, diabetes, or metabolic syndrome? If you checked 3 or more of the items on the first list, 2 or more items on the list of lab tests, or even 1 item on the diagnosis list, I want you to know that your condition is not normal. Your metabolism is not working like it should, and it is calling out to you for something. Don't be mad at your body. Be curious. Listen. And most important, don't be okay with the situation. Metabolic dysfunction is not something that just happens with age or overeating or menopause or whatever you have been blaming your weight gain and low energy on recently. There are plenty of healthy people with fast-burning metabolisms who are older or who eat a lot or who are in menopause. You probably know them, and you can be one of them. You need to repair your metabolism and fast. The slow metabolism spiral. When I talk about metabolic dysfunction, what I mean is that your metabolism is slow. The degree of metabolic dysfunction directly correlates to the rate of your metabolism. Remember that metabolism is the rate at which you convert the energy from food into the processes your body needs to live life. Rate is about speed. The higher the metabolic dysfunction, the slower the metabolism, and the healthier the metabolism, the faster it burns. This is why I always talk about achieving a fast metabolism. A fast metabolism is a strong and healthy metabolism. Now let's think about what a slow or dysfunctional metabolism looks like in your body. When your metabolism is dysfunctional, a few very important things happen that directly impact your weight and health. 1. You prioritize burning simple carbohydrates. Let's say you come home after a long day at work and you are exhausted, and then somebody in your family says, "What's for dinner?" When you are exhausted, do you want to cook something elaborate, or do you want to order something to be delivered? Delivery is easier, of course. So is carbohydrate metabolism. When you are exhausted and stressed, your body isn't going to hunt around for proteins and fats to convert and metabolize. Way too much work. Proteins and fats take a lot of energy to break down into micronutrients. They provide slow, steady fuel, which is great in theory, but your metabolism is basically throwing up its hands and saying, "Let's just order pizza." Simple carbs break down quickly, providing fast energy, even if it doesn't last long. This is why you are more likely to crave carbs when you are stressed or tired. The next time that happens, imagine your body metaphorically ordering pizza while the veggies and fruit rot in the crisper. 2. You prioritize fat storage. A dysfunctional metabolism prioritizes fat storage because long-term survival is more important than short-term looking good in skinny jeans. This often happens to people on calorie-restrictive diets, but it also happens when people are under stress. To use food for energy, the metabolism has to convert it for storage, then use those stores for functioning. A dysfunctional metabolism tends to stuff every incoming calorie into fat storage, like a squirrel stocking a tree with acorns for the long winter. If your body thinks winter is coming, then it doesn't matter what you eat, a candy bar, an apple, even celery and lettuce. It's all going into the tree. 3. You aren't extracting enough micronutrients from food. Imagine you are really good at doing brain surgery. You are the best surgeon in the country. But you wake up one morning with a horrible case of the flu. Or you stay up all night and now you can barely keep your eyes open. This is no time to perform brain surgery. Even if you know how to do it, that doesn't mean you are in a condition to do it. A dysfunctional metabolism is much the same. Your body knows how to extract micronutrients from food, but the many complex biochemical processes required to do this are not working very well. They are nodding off because they are exhausted. That means all the things you want happening in your body, like burning fat for fuel and hormone production and utilization, all depend on micronutrients, and you aren't accessing them. When you can't extract those micronutrients, your metabolic dysfunction gets more severe because it needs those micronutrients to stay awake and get to work. Then you get stuck in a vicious circle of nutrient deprivation, resulting in even worse metabolic dysfunction. Even the most nutrient-rich foods won't help you if you don't have the capacity to break them down. If you are experiencing metabolic dysfunction and you haven't been able to achieve the weight you want, it's not your fault. It's not a lack of willpower. Intense cravings are not a sign of weakness. You are gaining weight because your body is telling you to eat more due to its perceived lack of nutrition, while aggressively storing energy as fat to guard against further nutrient deficiency. But at the same time, it is not extracting micronutrients that your metabolism needs to function properly, which is what has led your body to feel you aren't getting nourished in the first place. Theoretically, this is a heroic effort by your body, but realistically, it's a vicious and negative spiral of metabolic dysfunction. As that dysfunction increases and more metabolic pathways go down, your body continues to compensate to protect itself from perceived starvation. But the price you pay is weight gain, low energy, or even chronic disease. If this sounds like you, then we need to turn things around. We need to reverse that spiral so we can repair your metabolism and get it burning hot and fast again. That means we have to 1. Replenish your energy stores so your body can summon up the energy to digest protein, fat, and complex carbs, as well as simple carbs. 2. Convince your body that there is no emergency and it does not need to continue storing all the energy you eat in the fat cells. 3. After the body is calmed and has energy again, encourage micronutrient extraction with the strategic use and timing of nutrient-dense foods. Calculating your metabolic dysfunction rank. I know you are ready to start losing weight now, and I know you want to get it off quickly. You might be inclined to say, "Haley, just tell me what to eat." My clients say this to me all the time. "I've got to get this weight off. I'll do whatever you say. Tell me what to eat." My response to you, as it is to them, is that we've got to get to know you and understand your body together before we can have the outrageous success you desire. When we know what your body is doing right now, I will have a much better idea of how to get that weight off you fast. In general, I find that my clients who want to lose weight fall into one of three categories. The magic zone, where you don't have much to lose but your weight feels stable, so it is difficult to get those last few pounds off. The unstable zone, where weight loss is relatively easy but so is weight regain. The weight loss resistance zone, where you've gained a lot but you can't seem to lose it because it feels like your new normal. I'll tell you more about these zones when you figure out where you are. To discover which zone you are in right now, let's calculate your metabolic dysfunction score. You will need your ideal weight goal from earlier in this chapter for this next calculation. Please refer to the PDF enhancement to see these formulas in print. Metabolic dysfunction rank, step 1. Current weight taken first thing in the morning. Minus weight goal from ideal weight calculator equals desired weight loss. Step 2. Desired weight loss divide by current weight taken first thing in the morning times 100 equals metabolic dysfunction rank, MDR. Metabolic dysfunction rank. What does it tell me? Your MDR will fall into one of three categories. 1. 2-7. Magic zone. This is the zone where your body becomes stable and creates homeostasis. It feels comfortable here, even when you still aren't quite to your ideal weight. This is where you can eat a lot and party once or twice a week and still stay at the same stable weight. This is the range where your muscle-to-fat-to-bone ratio is conducive to a healthy metabolism. That's why I call it the magic zone. But it doesn't mean you are quite where you want to be. This stability is why those last 3 to 5 pounds can feel so stubborn. But don't worry, we will get them off. 2. 8-15. Unstable zone. Your metabolism is less stable in this zone. So when you are here after losing a lot of weight, you probably have a sense of anxiety about it. You are afraid the weight will come back before you get all the way to your goal. This is understandable because this is the tipping point zone. Your body is easily influenced in either direction. People who yo-yo diet a lot tend to do so within this range, chasing a number up and down on the scale. When I have clients in this zone, I advise them to put their heads down and don't look up for 14 days until we get them into the magic zone, where they will feel more stable. 3. Any number greater than 15. Weight loss resistance zone. When you are in this zone, your body favors the metabolic pathways for weight gain over the metabolic pathways for weight loss, making weight loss more difficult. This zone contains a lot of historical set points, numbers my clients tell me they haven't been able to get below since having their first child, for example. The goal for people in this zone is to change the metabolic environment swiftly and dramatically, to blow past those historical set points and into a more active weight loss state. What zone are you in right now? This will change over time as you lose weight and get healthier. But what concerns us is where you are today. Knowing this will help us recognize what kind of challenges you have ahead. But no matter where you land, the metabolism revolution will be customized to get your weight moving in the right direction and end your weight loss struggles for good. Now it's time to define the plan that is going to get you out of the place you are stuck in right now. It's time for a metabolic intervention. 3. Customizing your metabolic intervention. Now that we know what kind of challenge we have ahead of us, it's time to create a customized eating plan that will pull you right out of your metabolic dysfunction. To accomplish that goal, we will calculate your metabolic intervention score, MIS, which will direct you to one of my 3 customized meal maps. Your meal map will advise you exactly what food categories to eat and in what amounts, and will also give you a customized exercise plan designed to burn fat most efficiently for your MIS. As I explained in the introduction, rapid weight loss is effective only when the plan is nutrient-based, targeted, and efficient. Please remember that these are not plans you will have to follow for life. They will get you where you need to be, and then you can move on to the maintenance phase in part 2. Also, my community is always there to provide even more support, delicious recipes, and motivation to help you stay there. My ultimate goal is to create a community so savvy in nutrition that each person's success, glowing health, and on-fire metabolism will inspire and help others. The best teachers in the world are no longer needed by their students. That's when love replaces need. Because my weight loss methods are nutrient-driven, you will need to eat in a particular way and style, with targeted foods at different times of the day and throughout the week. There will be purposeful rhythm to your eating, based on the current condition of your metabolism. You will ingest those foods that contain the micronutrients and enzymes you need for fat burning. You will digest those foods fully, completely breaking them down to free up micronutrients and enzymes that convert stored fat to a usable form. Finally, you will absorb those micronutrients and convert fat into fuel for energy, rather than just breaking down the fat on your belly and redepositing it on your butt. This is the process, but depending on the state of your metabolism, you will require different micronutrient combinations and timing to customize fat burning and weight loss to your current condition. That's what we're going to find out right now. The reason I personalize your MIS rather than giving one plan for everyone is that I know the best way to make sure my clients are not successful is to treat them like the person who came in before them, or the person who is coming in after them, rather than treating them like the person they are, sitting right in front of me at that moment in time. Your MIS determines how much and what kind of food is right for you over the next 14 days. Once we calculate the score, we will carry it throughout the rest of this chapter so you can understand exactly what's coming. Grab your pencil and get ready to create a personalized plan to get up to 14 pounds off fast while remaking your metabolism for keeping it off or preparing you to keep going to lose even more fat. Calculating your MIS score. To calculate your MIS, divide 14 pounds, which is your maximum weight loss goal for the next 14 days, by your current body weight in pounds, taken first thing in the morning. Multiply that number by 100 to get your MIS. Please refer to the PDF enhancement to see the formula in print. Metabolic intervention score. 14 pounds divided by current body weight taken first thing in the morning multiplied by 100 equals MIS. 14 pounds divided by current body weight taken first thing in the morning multiplied by 100 equals MIS. Personalized meal map. Meal map A. If your MIS is 10 or greater. Meal map B. If your MIS is between 7 and 9. Meal map C. If your MIS is 6 or lower. Your meal map. Let's see how this would work with my client Jessica, who had lost a lot of weight, but had been holding steady for a while, getting used to her new 140-pound body. But Jessica is only 5 feet 2 inches tall, and her goal was 130 pounds. When she told me she was ready to get rid of that last 10 pounds, we divided 14 by 140 to get 0.10 and multiplied that number by 100 to get an MIS of 10. I gave her meal map A to use for the next 14 days. Another client, Chris, weighed 193 pounds first thing in the morning when he came to see me seeking rapid weight loss. He divided 14 pounds by 193 to get 0.072 and multiplied that number by 100 to get an MIS of 7.2. I gave him meal map B to use for the next 14 days. Another of my clients, Melissa, once told me she has lost and regained 1,000 pounds over her lifetime. When we calculated her MIS, Melissa's current body weight first thing in the morning was 260. She divided 14 by 260 to get 0.053 and multiplied that number by 100 to get an MIS of 5.3. I gave her meal map C to use for the next 14 days. The rapid weight loss meal maps. Your meal map is designed to address your exact level of need for metabolic intervention. So each meal map does this in several different ways, both with different proportions of protein and carbohydrates, and with a different rotational rhythm. Meal map A. If you are on meal map A, you aren't far from your ideal weight, but those stubborn final pounds want to hang on because your body feels stable where it is. But don't despair. The trick is to focus on higher carbs, especially in the form of fruit, and a little bit less protein. But that doesn't mean you should eat no protein. You still need protein to build muscle and structure, but you need it in different amounts and in different ways than someone on another meal map. If you are doing meal map A, your customized plan has more emphasis on carbohydrates, like whole grains, starchy vegetables, and especially fruit, with just enough high-quality protein to build muscle and structure. A week divided by 4 carb-heavier days and 3 days with more protein. Customized portion sizes, which are generally, but not always, a little smaller than for those who have a higher rate of metabolic dysfunction and more weight to lose. The following meal map A chart, also on the PDF enhancement, shows you exactly what and how much you will be eating for each meal during parts 1 and 2, along with a blank version of your meal map, which you will fill out with the foods or recipes you choose to eat each day according to the food categories and portions in the chart, along with your daily weight, water intake, and exercise choices. Meal map A. Part 1. Monday through Thursday. Breakfast. 1 serving protein. 1 serving vegetables. 1 serving fruit. 1 serving grain-based carbs or complex carbs. AM snack. 1 serving fruit. Lunch. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving fruit. PM snack. 1 serving fruit. Dinner. 1 serving protein. 1 serving vegetables. 1 serving complex carbs, not grain-based. Part 2. Friday through Sunday. Breakfast. 1 serving protein. 1 serving vegetables. 1 serving fruit. AM snack. 1 serving fruit. 1 serving healthy fat. Lunch. 1 serving protein. 1 serving vegetables. 1 serving healthy fat. PM snack. 1 serving fruit. 1 serving healthy fat. Dinner. 1 serving protein. 1 serving vegetables. 1 serving healthy fat. Meal map B. If you are doing meal map B, your customized plan has a balance of protein and carbs to help you lose and then stabilize your easily shifting weight. A week divided by 3 carb-heavier days and 4 low-carb, higher-protein days. Customized portion sizes in a moderate range between what you would have in meal maps C or A. The following meal map B chart, also on the PDF enhancement, shows you exactly what and how much you will be eating for each meal during parts 1 and 2, along with a blank version of your meal map, which you will fill out with the foods or recipes you choose to eat each day according to the food categories and portions in the chart, along with your daily weight, water intake, and exercise choices. Meal Map B. Part 1. Monday through Wednesday. Breakfast. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving fruit. 1 serving grain-based carbs or complex carbs. AM snack. 1 serving fruit. Lunch. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. PM snack. 1 serving fruit. Dinner. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving complex carbs, not grain-based. Part 2. Thursday through Sunday. Breakfast. 2 servings protein. 1 serving vegetables. 1 serving healthy fat. AM snack. 1 serving protein. 1 serving healthy fat. Lunch. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving healthy fat. PM snack. 1 serving protein. 1 serving healthy fat. Dinner. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving healthy fat. Meal map C. If you are doing meal map C, your customized plan has a focus on protein. Of all the plans, you will be consuming the most protein. You still need carbs for their unique micronutrients, fiber, and energy. They nourish your adrenals, help to calm the stress response, and provide easily accessible energy. But for meal map C, carbs play a supporting role to protein. A week divided by 3 carb-heavier days and 4 low-carb, higher-protein days. Customized portion sizes. Because your metabolism needs the most intervention, your portion sizes are the largest. Food is your catalyst for change. The following Meal Map C chart, also on the PDF enhancement, shows you exactly what and how much you will be eating for each meal during parts 1 and 2, along with a blank version of your meal map, which you will fill out with the foods or recipes you choose to eat each day according to the food categories and portions in the chart, along with your daily weight, water intake, and exercise choices. Meal Map C. Part 1. Monday through Wednesday. Breakfast. 2 servings protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving fruit. 1 serving grain-based carb or complex carb. AM snack. 1 serving fruit. Lunch. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 2 servings fat. PM snack. 2 servings fruit. Dinner. 2 servings protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving complex carbohydrates, not grain-based. Part 2. Thursday through Sunday. Breakfast. 2 servings protein. 2 servings vegetables. 1 serving healthy fat. AM snack. 1 serving protein. 1 serving healthy fat. Lunch. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 2 servings fat. PM snack. 1 serving protein. 1 serving healthy fat. Dinner. 1 serving protein. 2 servings vegetables. 2 servings healthy fat. The Metabolism Revolution Food List. This list, also on the PDF, contains only those foods that I know from my clinical experience and education to be particularly good at burning fat rapidly. I don't want you to deviate from this food list while doing the Metabolism Revolution, but you can deviate within the list, substituting any item in a particular group, like protein, complex carb, fruit, or vegetable, for any other in the recipes on the Chapter 6 section of the PDF. Metabolism Revolution Food List. Free foods. Unlimited. These can be incorporated into any meal at any time in unlimited quantities. 100% monk fruit or lohan. 100% pure stevia. Birch xylitol. Celery. Dried or fresh herbs and spices. Egg whites, garlic, ginger, horseradish, lemons, limes, mustard, pure, no additives, onions, pepper, black, red, red pepper flakes, raw cacao, sea salt, vinegar, pure, no additives. Fruits, 1 cup equals 1 portion. These may be fresh or frozen and may be served in combination. Apples. Berries, all. Cherries. Grapefruit. Mangoes. Melons, all. Nectarines. Oranges. Peaches. Pears. Pineapple. Plums. Vegetables. 2 cups equals 1 portion. These may be fresh or frozen, served raw or cooked, and can be served in combination. Asparagus. Beets, all. Broccoli or broccolini. Cabbage. Carrots. Cauliflower. Cucumbers. Green beans, yellow beans, wax beans. Leafy greens and lettuces. Mushrooms, all. Onions, all. Peppers, all. Radishes. Squashes, all. Non-grain-based complex carbs. 1/2 cup cooked equals 1 portion. Beans or legumes, except peanuts, green peas, and soy. Quinoa. Sweet potatoes or yams. Wild rice. Grains, 1/2 cup cooked equals 1 portion. Brown rice, buckwheat, kamut, oats, spelt. Proteins. 4 ounces or 2 eggs equals 1 portion. Organic, free-range, and antibiotic-free is preferred. Select nitrite-free with no additives, sugars, or preservatives. Beef. Buffalo. Chicken. Eggs, whole. Fish, wild-caught. Lamb. Pork. Shrimp. Turkey. Wild game. Vegetable proteins. Legumes, such as lentils, black beans, white beans, refried beans, etc. No peanuts. 3/4 cup. Mushrooms, any type, 3 cups raw. Tempeh, 4 ounces raw, the only allowed soy product. Healthy fat. These can be served in combination. Avocado, 1/4. Hummus, 1/4 cup. Nut and seed butters, from raw nuts and seeds only, 2 tablespoons. Nuts and seeds, raw only, 1/4 cup. Oils. Avocado, coconut, grapeseed, olive, safflower, sunflower, walnut oil. 2 tablespoons. Olives. 8 to 10 olives. Raw coconut meat, 1/4 cup. Safflower mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons. Mix and match. As you begin this plan, you may notice that the amount of protein and vegetables in your plan is pretty large, especially for Meal Map C, where protein is crucial for metabolic repair and vegetables are important for providing enzymes to digest all that protein. But I get that it can feel like too much. When your meal map lists 2 servings of protein or vegetables at a meal, you don't have to eat 2 servings of the same thing. You can mix and match, choosing 2 different proteins and/or 2 different vegetables. For example, you can have 2 eggs and turkey sausage instead of 4 eggs, or 4 ounces chicken breast and 3/4 cup black beans instead of 8 ounces chicken breast. With vegetables, you can get even more creative. If your meal map says 4 cups vegetables, you can choose 2 cups each of 2 kinds, or 1 cup each of 4 different vegetables. The more variety, the more micronutrients. The elephant in the room. You might have already noticed that my list contains no wheat, no dairy, no sugar, no soy, except tempeh, no corn, and no alcohol. I have selected the foods on this food list to zero in on weight loss, and any additions will dilute the effect and slow down your progress. I'll say more about additional foods in the second half of this book, especially in Chapter 9, which is all about metabolic disruptors. For now, just know that for the next 14 days, your choices are limited for a good reason. I want you to focus on what you are doing, not what you aren't doing. That is the mindset that will lead to success. But now I'm going to address the elephant in the room. I'm going to talk about coffee. And not just coffee, but caffeine in general. I'm going to talk about coffee because many people's knee-jerk reaction is, no coffee, no way. Hear me out. America runs on coffee, or so they say. Some of you may run on a cup of strong black tea, or even a cola, to get you through the morning or that afternoon slump. But it's important for you to know that caffeine is a potent adrenal gland stressor. Your adrenal glands are instrumental in keeping your stress hormones under control, and also in regulating your blood sugar. Rapid weight loss is much more difficult with stress hormones like cortisol pumping through your system, and it is nearly impossible when you are having big blood sugar spikes followed by surges of insulin. Your body is designed to provide you with the energy you need to get through your day without stimulants. When you give it the nutrients it needs for energy metabolism, instead of fake energy from caffeine, your energy will be steadier, last longer, and feel better, with no jitters, shaky hands, or nervousness, and no afternoon crashes either. A lot of people try to argue with me by defending coffee and other caffeinated beverages. They say things like, "But coffee kills my appetite, so I eat less," or, "But coffee helps make me sharper and smarter." Coffee is an appetite suppressant only for low-carb, low-calorie dieters, and that is the kind of diet I do not condone, because if you ever go off it, you will be prone to rapid weight gain. And as for sharper thinking, that comes from flooding your brain with micronutrients it needs to grow more neurons, and from regular exercise, which washes your brain with brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, a protein that nurtures and stimulates your brain cells. Coffee has nothing to do with it. I would love nothing more than for you to tell me, "Haley, I finally quit coffee, and I've never felt better or more energetic in my life." You would not be the first person to tell me that, and you won't be the last. But I hope you will join the growing legion of people who have freed themselves from the tyranny of caffeine. And after just 3 or 4 days, when the headache clears, which is the proof of your addiction, you'll see the light, and you won't regret it. Your meal map exercise plan. Each meal map also comes with an exercise plan, customized to best take advantage of the meal map's particular protein-carb balance, as well as your particular need for metabolic repair. Your meal map will specify how much cardio to do and whether or not weightlifting is beneficial for you right now, and will also have specific guidance for metabolic intervention exercises, MIEs. Here are some guidelines for cardio, weightlifting, and MIE. Options, frequency, and intensity. Cardio guidelines. Cardio doesn't just burn fat. It also releases endorphins and catecholamines that make you feel calm and good, so your body can stop panicking and hoarding stored fat. Choose any activity from this list for your cardio. Biking, outdoors, on a stationary bike, or in a spin class. Boxing or kickboxing. Brisk or power walking outdoors, on a track, or on a treadmill. Dancing or dance classes like Zumba. Elliptical trainer. Hiking. Rowing, in an actual boat or on a machine. Running or jogging outdoors, on a track, or on a treadmill. Sports with sustained activity like volleyball and basketball. Stair climbing, on any set of actual stairs or on a stair climbing machine. Step aerobics class. Swimming. Yoga that keeps you moving, like hot yoga or vinyasa yoga. Your goal is to raise your heart rate to between 120 and 140 beats per minute for 20 to 35 minutes, but not to go over 145 beats per minute. The level of intensity will depend on your level of fitness. For some of my clients, climbing a short flight of stairs will raise their heart rate that much. For others, it takes running a 6-minute mile to get their heart rates up high enough. You can track your heart rate on most newer fitness watches, or with a heart rate monitor strap around your chest or wrist. Some workout equipment also tracks your heart rate for you if you hold your finger over the sensor while exercising. While cardio is important, please observe the upper limit as well. When you are using food for weight loss and strategically stimulating muscle development, preserving and building muscle is crucial for success. When your heart rate elevates too high and exercise becomes strenuous, muscle mass can be broken down. Your current muscle mass is sacred to us over the next 14 days. It is going to help you achieve rapid weight loss, so you cannot afford to lose any muscle during this time. If you are in the habit of strenuous cardio, you will be able to get back to it. But right now, keep your heart rate under 145 beats per minute, so you aren't undermining your efforts to repair your metabolism. Weightlifting exercise guidelines. If you are using Meal Maps B or C, you will also be lifting weights once or twice every week. Choose a different day to lift weights than the day you do cardio. Use free weights, weight machines, resistance bands or balls, or your own body weight to work these muscles. To stimulate aggressive fat burn, work with stacked reps in sets of three. Start with 8 reps, then 6 reps, then 4 reps. The weight should be heavy enough that you can just complete the reps to muscle exhaustion. If you can do a lot more reps, then you need to increase your weight. Always keep your body in a stable, supported position to avoid injury. And if you have an injury already, like a rotator cuff tear or knee ligament tear, don't stress that area with weights. Focus on other areas instead. You will still get the benefits. For our purposes over the next 14 days, the best way to use weights to your advantage is to focus on your choice of any three large muscle groups on any given weight day. On subsequent days, change the muscle groups, rotating through the following list. Quadriceps and hamstrings, your thigh muscles. Gluteus, your butt muscles. Soleus, your calf muscles. Pectorals, your chest muscles. Abdominals, your stomach muscles. Trapezius and latissimus dorsa, your back muscles. Deltoids, your shoulder muscles. Biceps and triceps, your upper arm muscles. If you aren't sure what exercises to do for your chosen muscle group, ask a trainer at your gym for help, or check out the exercises on HaleyPomeroy.com organized by weight group. You can also look up exercises for each of these muscle groups in books or on fitness websites. Metabolic Intervention Exercises, MIEs. MIEs are supported or passive activities like massage, infrared sauna, and Epsom salt baths that are critical for rapid weight loss success. You will be making changes to your diet and exercise routine, and the calming, stress-reversing action of MIEs will minimize stress hormone production so your body can more easily get into fat-burning mode. Remember that when your body experiences chronic stress, it hoards fat. MIEs reverse that response. MIEs also stimulate your circulation, increase blood flow and lymphatic flow, and facilitate waste removal. On top of all that, they feel great, so don't skip them. Somebody has to take out the trash, and these exercises are superheroes in that department. Don't underestimate them. If you can, do these exercises on days when you are not doing any other exercises. Here are my favorite MIEs. Massage. Dry skin brushing. Epsom salt baths. Infrared sauna. Physical therapy. Acupuncture. Gentle yoga or simple stretching. MIEs are also an excellent option for those who have mobility issues. If you cannot do regular cardio and/or weightlifting, you could incorporate an MIE 4 or 5 times per week instead of traditional exercise. I talk more about this in the Frequently Asked Questions in Chapter 5. Here are your customized exercise prescriptions per meal map. Meal Map A. Cardio is your friend. You don't need the aggressive historical fat scavenging actions of weightlifting over the next 14 days. Rather than build structure right now, you want to focus on getting rid of those stubborn remaining pounds that haven't responded to your previous efforts. When someone doesn't have a large amount of body fat mass to lose, there is typically less visceral fat, and the fat you want to get rid of is more integrated into your muscles and fascia. When that happens, we need to focus on a lot of vasodilation and increased blood flow, which is what cardio accomplishes for you. But don't sweat it. If you love lifting weights, you can go back to it. Just take a break for these 14 days. Cardio. 3 or 4 times per week to raise your heart rate to between 120 and 140 beats per minute for 20 to 35 minutes for each session. Weights. No weightlifting during the 14-day program. Metabolic intervention exercises, minimum of one time per week. Meal map B. You fall right in between the weight training centric needs of those on meal map C and the cardio requirements of those on meal map A. You need a balanced combination of both the stress relieving, fat burning, vasodilating effects of cardio and the potent fat releasing and muscle building effects of weight training. The best of both worlds. Cardio. 2 or 3 times per week to raise your heart rate to between 120 and 140 beats per minute for 20 to 35 minutes for each session. Weights. 1 time per week, focusing on 3 major muscle groups for each session. Metabolic intervention exercises. Minimum of 1 time per week. Meal map C. If you are using meal map C, weights are your friend. You will be doing some cardio because cardio dilates your blood vessels for more efficient circulation and also reduces the stress response. But weightlifting is critical for people experiencing weight loss resistance who have accumulated a significant amount of visceral fat. Weightlifting causes micro tears to the muscle, which prompts your body to excrete an enzyme called creatine kinase. This enzyme scavenges the resistant outer shell around visceral fat so it can be more easily released into the bloodstream. This is a powerful way to break up and release fat stores you may have been holding on to for decades. Cardio. 2 or 3 times per week to raise your heart rate to between 120 and 140 beats per minute for 20 to 35 minutes for each session. Weights. 2 times per week, focusing on 3 major muscle groups for each session. Metabolic intervention exercises, minimum of 2 times per week. The rapid weight loss rules. No matter what meal map you are following, these are general healthy guidelines to follow that are conducive to rapid weight loss in any situation. I recommend practicing these habits even when you aren't working to lose weight quickly. They are rules for life that will always benefit your efforts at both weight loss and weight maintenance. For the next 14 days, while you are on the Metabolism Revolution program, they are non-negotiable. Here are the rules. Eat 35 times per week. Eat 5 times per day, a total of 35 meals and snacks per week. To stoke your metabolic fire and burn away fat at the rapid pace we are going for during the next 14 days, it is essential to eat often. You must keep kindling that fire. Do not skip any meals or snacks. Eat within 30 minutes of waking. Eat within 30 minutes of waking. This is no time to skip breakfast, or you douse the fire at the beginning of your day. Even if you must swap a snack with breakfast in order to get out the door in time, eat something right away. After 30 minutes, you have already depressed your metabolic fire, and you will have a harder time getting it going again. Eat every 2 to 4 hours. Eat every 2 to 4 hours, except obviously when you are sleeping. In some of my other books, I say not to go longer than 3 to 4 hours. But eating every 2 hours is just fine and a good way to keep your metabolism burning. Never go longer than 4 hours without a meal or snack when you are awake, or your metabolic fire will begin to die down. This is extremely important. Make the 14-day commitment. Stay on the plan for 14 days. If you see big results after 1 week, don't get satisfied and quit. You need to do the entire 14 days for the weight to get off and stay off. When you lose weight quickly at the beginning, you need to solidify those results. If your weight is stubborn, you may also find that you lose most of it in the second half. No matter what your metabolic intervention score is today, you need 14 solid days of repair to get the job done, and get it done right. Stick to your split. Your assigned meal map has a 4-3 or 3-4 split, with one style of eating for the first part of the week and a different style of eating for the second half. This split is specifically for the purpose of fueling rapid weight loss, so don't stray from it. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water every day. When you lose weight quickly, your body is shedding fat, fluid, and the waste products of metabolism. Help that process along and stay hydrated by getting in the habit of drinking half your body weight in ounces of clean spring water per day. For example, if you weigh 180 pounds, you would drink 90 ounces of water every day. I like to fill up a jug with my water for the day and pour glasses from that until it's gone, so I don't have to keep track of my ounces. But whatever way works for you is great. Eat organic whenever possible. I understand that organic food isn't always available or affordable, so I don't absolutely require it. However, whenever you can, keep the pesticides and pharmaceuticals out of your food by eating organic, especially when it comes to meat and vegetables and fruits that you eat without peeling. These agricultural chemicals are metabolic disruptors, see Chapter 9. When your liver must focus on processing toxins, not just food chemicals but also environmental pollution, alcohol, and pharmaceuticals, it can't focus on processing fat. Organic food and a clean environment make your liver's job easier and weight loss faster. Don't eat off plan. The foods I've chosen for you are specifically designed to get the weight off fast, so stick to your food list. If you are tempted to ask me, "But Haley, can I have X, Y, or Z?" Just assume the answer is, "Not for the next 14 days. You can, however, swap like items with other items on the list. Fruit for fruit, vegetable for vegetable, protein for protein, etc. For instance, if you don't like asparagus but you love cucumber, you can swap those in equal portions. But don't swap for something that isn't on the list, like tomatoes or jicama. Those are off the list for the next 14 days for good reason, even though they are on some of the food lists in some of my other plans. Each plan has specific goals, so don't eat off plan. Choose your 14 days wisely. Before you jump into the plan, you'll need to pull out your calendar and find a 14-day period where you don't have a lot of super stressful things going on. Don't do it when you are moving, or sending your last child off to college, or starting a new job. Don't do it when you are going to be on vacation, or you have a lot of high-intensity work stuff happening. But don't put it off either. Life is full of stressful times, and you can't ever avoid them completely. Just do your best to find a 14-day period when you can exercise control over what you eat and when you exercise. That's the most important thing. It's not that you can't do the metabolism revolution when you are traveling or going to a restaurant. In fact, in the next chapter, I'll show you how my client Kathy managed to eat out a few times during her 14-day plan, and also how my client Janine was able to take her whole family out to eat for their traditional Friday night family dinner. But it's easier to do it when you make your food at home, so I encourage you to do that most of the time over the next 14 days. Choosing a 14-day period when this is at least mostly possible will help everything sail along with less effort. Choose a start date. Also consider your starting day carefully. Many of my clients like to start on a Monday, just because it makes sense to them to start at the beginning of the week. Then you will end on a Sunday, and in 2 weeks from this Monday, you'll feel like a whole new you. But starting on Monday isn't required. You can start on any day of the week. Planning is everything. Now let's take a look at the process that will propel you straight through those 14 days so you come out the other side feeling like you've experienced a metabolism revolution. 4. Your Metabolism Revolution Weight Loss Plan. Now that you have all the information you need, your ideal weight, your degree of metabolic dysfunction, your metabolic intervention score, your meal map assignment, and the philosophies behind the meal maps and exercise plans,